Broadcasting from Druitt Street this morning, the headquarters of Racing New South Wales, and Scott Kennedy is joining us, General Manager of Industry. Morning to you, Scott.
G'day, Andrew. How are you? Great to be on the program.
Fantastic. Great to let our listeners learn more about Racing New South Wales, and you're in an area that changes virtually every day, aren't you?
It does cover a number of areas. Very exciting stuff, though. Plenty of racing, plenty of interaction with the industry generally. So, really, really interesting role to be in.
It is. The Everest, obviously, on that day, October 14, is offering us so much on that day, but also so many other great races. I was talking to Matty Dunn this morning, the anniversary for the country championship horses. He's going to nominate six. I think that tells us that the anniversary is going to be quite strong.
Should be a great race. Eligible to horses that have run in highways over the last couple of years. The three place getters out of the country championships this year are in the race without with a ballot exemption.
Yep.
And, you know, a lot of really strong form going into the race, and some really strong recent winners obviously targeting the race. And Matthew's obviously had a great run of success with the highways, and no surprise to see him there in force.
The Sydney Stakes, renamed that. It was formerly the Lightning. Now, take us through what can happen here with the Everest and the Light and this race.
Yeah, a really key race on the Everest Day program, which is part of, you know, we've certainly boosted that day aside from the Everest, but it's the Old City Tats Lightning. The ATC have renamed it the Sydney Stakes, and the race has been moved forward 7 days. It's run over 1,200 metres, weight for age, the same as the Everest, and the prize money's up to $500,000. The key to it is that the emergency runners from the Everest will be drawn from that race. So we're talking about all the horses that are in from the slot holders, but the winner could still conceivably come from a runner that hasn't been discussed yet, and that starts or accepts for the Sydney Stakes and then gets a last minute call up in the event of an injury for one of the slot holders runners.
So it's a significant race, and as you say, it's been renamed, and 500,000.
Yeah, look, it's going to be a strong race in its own right, we hope, but it's also very intriguing in the sense that it's providing the emergencies for the Everest.
Okay, so that's Everest Day. A lot of interest in what happens around this massive state, and I know you're working with many clubs in you know, maintaining tracks and facilities that Peter spoke about earlier. And there's a few meetings coming up that are being transferred. I want to mention Port Macquarie goes to Tuncurry on Sunday, October 29.
So that's correct, Andrew. We've got Port Macquarie's two-day Cup Carnival coming up
next weekend.
Yep. So that's actually going to be the first of our $150,000 cup or feature races. So that should be I think it's nearly $400,000 in prize money, which is phenomenal for them. And it's a big year for Port Macquarie because they've got the first of the country championships heats in February. So they're going to have a short break. And Tuncurry, who had such a great cup meeting here a couple of Fridays ago, will run that meeting towards the end of October.
So Port Macquarie Cup, and Port Macquarie, I welcome them officially to Twitter. Michael Bowman's come forth. He said, no, let's go with the crew. So Port Macquarie, you can now follow them on Twitter to get the very latest counting down to Friday, October 6 for the running of their cup meeting. As I mentioned, there's some transfers coming up. Port Macquarie, as I said, Dubbo to Wellington in November. Ballina now got a Sky 2 on Boxing Day.
Yeah, we've run a Sky 2 there some years in recent years on Boxing Day. There's also one at Barrowville. So if you're on the North Coast holidaying, plenty of chance at that time to get yourself to a good country Sky 2 tab race meeting.
Albury, they worked on their track. They've done a lot of work down particularly the back straight to align it and do everything,
Significant works have been undertaken at Albury, and a lot of the work was done prior to the Cup, and they ran the country championships qualifier in the Cup within 6 days back in March very successfully. Yeah. We've completed the rest of the drainage work there. It's had the winter to get over it, and they're resuming, I guess, from a spell on Everest Day on the 14th of October.
Yeah, good luck. We'll talk to them next week about that. And tomorrow night at the Four Seasons here in Sydney, you've got the annual Country and Provincial Awards, and there's an array, but I always love the Simon Niverson because you never know where that winner is going to come from. But the annual, you know, country tab, the community clubs, the outstanding achievement, the country horse and the provincial horse of the year and the country trainers and the like, they're all being announced tomorrow night.
Yeah, it's a really popular event, this one. It's been going about 20 years now. Originally, it's the Country Awards, so the provincials joined in a couple of years ago. It's something that's very much looked forward to by the by the country participants, and they get down to Sydney for the weekend. Of course, a lot of them go to the Epsom Metrop, one of the real underrated race meetings of the year, if you ask me, the next day.
So. No, it is. They always hang around. And I will say, not only the Simon Nibbison, but the Ted McCabe recognition award
absolutely.
Is always very highly spoken about. And as I say, they'll be announced tomorrow night, the Four Seasons. We'll talk more about them on Saturday morning on Racing HQ from Randwick. But it is a great night always. Hey, Scott, thanks for joining us. We'll do it again when we come back again. But you can always check out updated information. I know participants do this, but listeners can do it as well by going to racingnsw.com.au. There's always updated information. If meetings get transferred or the like, that information's immediately put up there.
Absolutely, Andrew, and on our social media feeds as well.
Exactly. And as I say, Michael Bowman from Port Macquarie, they're looking forward to it. Their two-day Cup Carnival, but the Cup is Friday, tomorrow week, October 6th. Thanks a lot, Scott.
Thanks a lot, Andrew.
Good on you, mate.